We regularly get financial advice, and today's comes from the advisor's personal experience. Michelle Singletary, columnist with The Washington Post, and of course her column is syndicated nationwide, joins us from Washington. Michelle, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, but I'm so sorry to read that your mom was in a house fire. She's not in very good condition. I'm so sorry to hear that. How is she doing?
Thank you so very much. She's still very critical, really just still clinging to life. But every day that she's alive is a blessing.
Yeah.
So we are just, you know, really praying that she makes it through. She's got a long road ahead of her.
Well, and so do the people who love her, because God bless her. Your mom was one of many who didn't believe in an estate plan. She was very protective, as you write, of her personal information. And you are now telling listeners, don't do this. Tell us the things that you wish that were in place now as you're caring for your beloved mother that aren't. What are some of the things that are missing?
Yeah, you know, my editor said, why don't you take some time off? And as I was thinking about that, I was sitting there writing, and I was thinking about the added stress of trying to piece her financial life together. And I wish she had a will. I wish, most importantly, that she had done a power of attorney for her financial affairs. Because I can't get access to a whole lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
rightfully so. You know, the institutions want to protect people's privacy, but I can't get pension information. I can't confirm her social security number. There's just
You can't
so
pay her
much.
Bills. You can't pay her bills.
Can't pay yeah. her bills. Yeah. I mean, there's just so much. And I understand that many people listening are like, I'll get to it. Or they don't want people to know. They're like my mother. They're like, you know, somebody's going to steal from me, or I can't trust someone. But trust me on this. You don't want your loved ones in the position that we're in now in my family.
Well, you mentioned the power of financial attorney. That's one thing, someone to handle your financial affairs. There's also a health care power of attorney, someone to make decisions about your medical care, a living will, whether you want life prolonging procedures.
Right, exactly. These are all documents you have to do when you're in your right mind, because when you're incapacitated, it's too late. And every time we go to call someone, they go, do you have a power of attorney? And we go, no, I'm so sorry. And it makes things so much stressful. And at a time where you want to focus on the person and not all this other stuff.
Yeah.
And yet most Americans don't have a will. They haven't put in place a living will, as you say, helps people determine what kind of life prolonging things that they want or not want. Healthcare proxy. In my case, my older sister's doing it. But what if the family members don't agree? And often they don't.
Yeah.
And then you're bringing all that chaos into the medical facility, stressing out the medical professionals who are there to help you for your health care.
Yeah. 65% of Americans don't have a will. This is according to a 2012 survey. That's a lot. And if you don't have a will, again, your mom's hanging in and we're thrilled. But for those who pass, they die intestate. Explain that word.
So essentially, in a way, we all have a will. It's just not one that we wrote. Depending on the state that you live in, those state laws will dictate how your assets are distributed. And it may not be how you want it to be handled. And so if you die without instructions, a will, the state will say, these are the folks that are going to get your stuff.
Yeah.
So maybe there's, you know, people that are not responsible with money who could get all your life savings and hard work because you didn't take the time to do a will. And I want to remember this one other document, a letter of instruction, because
mm-hmm.
all of this won't help if people don't know where anything is.
Yeah.
You could have a will buried in some file cabinet somewhere, but if people can't put their hands on it, it's no good. So a letter of instruction lays out, this is where everything is. These are my account numbers. These are my computer passwords and the passwords to our phones. Look at all the stuff we keep on these devices that people can't access because it's locked with a password.
You also, this letter of instruction to your loved ones. And you recommend the AARP website for a list of legal documents you need now,
right.
as you're saying. So there's that. But do you need a lawyer to do all of this, or can you do it with online forms? What's your thinking?
Here's my thing. I think you should hire a lawyer. And I know people don't want to spend that money, but they are the ones who are keeping track of all the new laws. And they might think of something that those online documents don't account for. And you don't want to wait until it's too late to find out you don't have the right documents or the wording isn't right when it's too late to fix.
Yeah.
So, you know, buckle down and pay a professional to get your will done. Now, having said that, if you are broke and you just don't have any money, then I'm okay with you using online stuff to get something in place. But as soon as you can, save up the money. And depending where you live, it could be anywhere from a couple hundred dollars, and it could be a couple thousand if you have a complicated estate. Mm-hmm. But then save up the money to have a professional look at it. And listen, ask your friends and relatives who did their will. You can get recommendations. I mean, this is one of the times, I'm a frugal person, but this is not the time to be a penny pincher.
Yeah.
This is really, really important. And I'm getting emotional because I can't express enough how important it is to put this in place. Don't put it off, especially if you've got children, you know, you've got spouses, you've got people depending on your income. Mm-hmm. Do it today. Start doing it today. Because I'm telling you, you don't want to wait till it's too late.
Michelle Singletary, she writes the personal finance column for The Washington Post. It's syndicated. We'll link you to it at hereandnow.org. And just our deepest, deepest thoughts for your mom as she struggles to recover from this terrible house fire. Our best to you.
Thank you so very much.